His eyes bloodshot red. I watched him as he took a fifth of Henny to the head in memory of his brother. Reminiscing on him playing Sega with each other. He was hurting, I can see it. Plenty tears, no Kleenex. I stood by his side because that was my homie. Gave him a hug, some of his brother blood got homie. Clenching his fists on some angry shit. Stood up, sat back down on the curve and asked me who they be hanging with. I wasn't sure, so I gave him no handsome. But I was sure that he had him a blammer and wanted war. Revenge, what do you say to a good friend that just lost it and grabbing choppers out the closet? I tried my best to make him renege, but he was like my neck. His feeling is more than personal. I stood down. He hopped in a four-door Honda Accord before he bent the block. He said, K-Dot, you wouldn't understand.
The street can turn the kid to killer in minutes. Not my choice, but forced to be a menace. Can someone you pray for me? Oh, whoa.
Or at least try to understand.
The city pressure.
Become monuments for the dead. Candles on the pavement, postcard red. Rest in peace, the yellow tape blocking off the streets. A baby mama yelling at the police. But you don't understand. You figured that we're just a bunch of niggas. But the picture here's a story untold. See, this wasn't in our plans. Babies from the late Hades wasn't born crazy. We was raised that way. Put that Malcolm X book down, then raise that K. Complete chaos when we off X pills and sane eyes. Look the devil in the face from a sane eye. Cast a spell on you like Makila and a B. Every killer in the street is a teen with a corrupted mind. Substance, time, it's no longer an issue. We don't have it, so pass the tissue, then close the casket. Kiss the mama when you can, then tell her you understand. But you don't understand.
These streets can turn the kid to killer in minutes. Not my choice, but forced to be a menace. Can someone you pray for me? Oh, whoa.
And hopefully, you'll understand.
The city pressure, the AK-47 twin back 11s. The desert eagle shot and the Smith & Wesson's. Pray for me, oh,
he came back 15 minutes later. He said, "Dot, I went on one. Do me this favor. Dump these guns in a safe place. Let nobody see you. This is critical as it gets, my nigga. I need you." I said, "Alright, so what happened?" Seen a few niggas slipping, and I just started clapping. I didn't care who I was hitting. That's wild shit. But anyway, I got you. I love you, my nigga. Make sure you hit me up by tomorrow. I woke up the next morning with a cold. Allergies got me sneezing and wiping my nose when it was leaking. Checked the medicine cabinet, looking for some Dayquil, but all I seen was some aspirins. Just by luck, I got up, went to Rite Aid, hoping that the pharmacy department had the right aid. I bought it and left, walked to the parking lot, just when I seen the faces of death. Said they was looking for my man with a chopper in their hand, praying that it would jam, but you don't understand.
These streets can turn the kid to killer in minutes. Not my choice, but forced to be a menace. Can someone you pray for me? Oh, whoa.
Now tell me, do you understand? Do you understand? It's like it's a revolving door that I've been a part of my whole life. Fucked up, right? Nine million.